And ladies and gentlemen, getting people to discuss issues is a very important effort. It gives us an opportunity to share as well as receive opinions. And during the last few weeks, I tried to spark a renewed interest in American jobs and the American economy by asking you to go out of your way to look for, ask for, and purchase products made in America at the places where you shop. Now, it's good for the store personnel to know that you're concerned for the well-being of our fellow Americans and that you're looking for a selection of products made in America. I'd like to note that it's always good for me to receive opinions from our listeners, and I will continue to include some of your opinions and concerns during future commentaries. This week, I received several responses regarding my statement that empty manufacturing facilities don't employ people, don't permit people to have the opportunity to support themselves and their families or realize the American dream. Well, I hope that this statement will get even more people thinking about the future well-being of our families and friends and neighbors, as well as the employment opportunities they need to remain self-sufficient providers. When I go into a Polish market, I'm expecting a large selection of Polish, American, and also imported products from Poland. When I go into a mall or store, I'm looking to find at least 50% of the products as being made in America. And we can all agree that it's important to trade with the world, but it's also important to keep a balance of trade which will benefit Americans and also be competitive with our world traders. In recent years, that balance went so far to the other direction that we have to bring about some changes. And that's why we've been talking about this, and your participation will help bring about those changes. This week, one person asked me, how do you get the employment opportunities back when they already moved abroad? Well, this will mainly be up to the businesses and business leaders who can be convinced that Americans are requesting more competitively made American products in their stores, and that Americans will support Made in America products so that businesses can make a profit and stay in business. Profit is really what made businesses leave, and only by making a profit in the future will businesses ever consider returning all or a portion of their manufacturing facilities to the USA. You and I have the power to create a demand for American-made products by asking for and then by purchasing products made with the United States Made in America label. Trading with the world is certainly important, but in order to have a healthy United States economy, it's important to have a stable, manufacturing, service-oriented, high-tech, an executive-level employment opportunity available for all Americans. For now, my request is keep on looking for and asking for American-made products, and in the long run, you can take satisfaction in knowing that you're doing your part to maintain and even expand businesses and employment opportunities for your family, friends, and neighbors. Bringing about change is often difficult, but that's life. When you go out shopping this week, look for, ask for, and purchase some American-made products at the places where you shop. And as always, I appreciate hearing from you, and I welcome your comments and suggestions. You can email me at michael@polishamericanradioprogram.com. That's michael@polishamericanradioprogram.com.